I'm going to start off with something controversial, straight off the gate.
Out of the gate, not off the gate.
Off the gate, I don't care what it is. Focus, focus, out of the gate, off the gate. Anyway, controversy. COVID is done. Almost. COVID is almost done. But COVID is done affecting real estate in these numbers right now.
Have people left because of COVID?
We're going to find out today on this week's McInnes Marketing Minute. Welcome back, guys. So yes, the ramifications of COVID are done in this market right now. Jay, you can talk a little bit more on that, but there's a lot of talk going on about what's happening because of COVID. Is the market still going to come down? This is just a dead cat bounce. The Great Depression that everyone's been predicting supposedly for the last 10 years is coming back. So on and so forth. But we're here to call it out and here to call out the BS, really. And I think every now and then we do a topic like this where we just feel so strongly that we need to put some truth into it. And that now is this current phase of COVID is done affecting our numbers, not just in BC, Canada-wide as well.
There are a lot of provinces whose numbers are doing exactly what ours are doing, which is climbing.
Yeah,
quickly.
Which is, it's interesting as well because that's Edmonton for one, Vancouver, Saskatchewan overall, Ontario as well. Even places like the Okanagan, they're all very different places and they're still showing the same things as well.
Yeah, and I think to your point at the start, as we've kind of been saying all the way along, but now we have months of numbers behind us,
yeah,
is that the opportunity for this whole pandemic was during the start of it, mm-hmm, same time as the opportunity for the stock market was. When things were on pause, the benefit here would have been for you as a buyer, would have been to buy without being in multiples, and the market lost its pressure and kind of paused, and that would have been the time, not the forthcoming collapse of the world as we know it, as everyone's still banking on, hoping for, to get that dollar. Not like they would buy anyway, but anyway, that's what I think it is.
That's where the deal was. So, and that's it. We'll come to that. The deal comes in many different ways, but the reality of the situation is, especially to a lot of the naysayers out there who keep on talking about the way the market is going to go down and this is a dead cat bounce, we've shown constant improvement since April, really. Well, since May, June, July, it's been constant improvement and the numbers have been moving onwards and upwards. So beyond all the naysaying and what's going to happen, the reality of the market at hand is April was our weak point, and since then, the numbers have been increasing and getting better. July even, above the 10-year average. I know we say that that's not a reflection of where the market currently is right now and your pricing, but a reflection of just how much we've improved. You can't knock that, for one. Along with that, our sales to active ratio has been constantly increasing. In fact, we're at the point where another month of this level of activity, even a bit cooler, is still going to put us back into a seller's market before COVID, exactly in the same circumstance. So to your point, we're trending in the right direction, and the deal at hand was not getting 20% off the top like a lot of people are hoping for.
Or CMHC said they would be able to get.
Yeah. The deal at hand is you're able to get into these properties, write offers, look at them without the added pressure that you previously had before of multiple offers, needing to do something ASAP, having to reduce offer or reduce the amount of subjects that you need to put on there in order to get in. You have a lot less, you had a lot less pressure and still do to a certain extent. But if you're too busy looking for the 20% off the top, you're not going to see the opportunity in front of you.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, I think there's still a lot of people waiting. How can it continue? It's done what it's done so far. I mean, taking what some people will consider important, the 10-year average, which is now another number that's just on our side, really, showing that the market is pushing forward. But I think it comes down to there's a lot of people waiting and hoping and anticipating that it will soften. Everything is showing at this point that it hadn't and won't, at least in the short term. Obviously, no one has a crystal ball. On top of all of that, the money got cheaper to borrow during the whole pandemic as well. So there's a lot of every piece of momentum really is pushing in the direction now that the market will stay at worst case scenario balanced, I think, for the short to medium term. But the numbers now are showing that it's, as you just said, pushed into the sellers anyway. So yeah, waiting, missing opportunities. I mean, the naysayers are the naysayers anyway. They're forever gonna wait and watch. But the opportunities in the meantime are what you need to grab onto. And the opportunity here with the pandemic was back in March, April, if you could find something that worked for you with the pause in the market when there was no competition, because the competition was pre-COVID and is now back post-COVID.
Another thing that's really important to recognize is what you're actually saying. So the market coming down for that actually to happen, there's nothing which is actually suggesting that's the case. In fact, you need everything to 180 what's being said right now in order for that to even start the process of what's happening, let alone actually being in that stage for a continuous amount of time to actually see those prices drop, being in that stage for an even further amount of time to see it drop in the way that you want to drop. That's, it's not just an overnight thing that happens all of a sudden. And I think that's one of the things you can talk about most is when people can actually get in the market now, but they listen to external resources like the news, which is focused more on negativity. It's a business, it's about viewers and money. Or they listen to their best friend, probably a Karen, who actually doesn't have any idea what's going on in the real estate market. And they can't, and because of this, they mess up their chances.
I think there's a lot of, yes, to the point before, a lot of opportunity lost. Where there is, it's all who you listen to, like with anything. So if you're listening to the people that are naysaying, if you're listening to the news, for example, pause, don't spend your money, wait. That's where the opportunity, again, is missed. You can look at it positively, optimistic. I want to buy in, I want to buy a principal residence, and I'm going to be there 5-10 years. I have an opportunity now to move forward. Or you can take the negative and hold on to that and just freeze, not do anything, as you would have done the same. Such a climb over the last however many years, handfuls of years. It's going up too fast, it's gonna come down, so on and so forth.
Yep.
It's gonna recorrect.
The better.
Exactly, so there's no tangible thing you're holding on to other than hope in getting a better price tomorrow, which is just gonna shoot you in the foot.
Well, and let's say you wait 5-10 years, in 10 years time the market comes down 5%. Is that really a win if in that same time it overall went up 15-20%? No, you were better off getting in at the lower price and seeing that appreciation value rather than that egotistical win, I waited for the right time to kind of get in.
And that's what it comes down to. And then economically speaking, if you can afford to enter the market or stay in the market, it always makes more sense to build equity as opposed to throw it away.
That's it. And we know a lot of you naysayers are just kind of waiting to pounce on this as misery loves company. We're talking about the market right now. If there is a second wave or that recession does come, keyword there being if, then it will make a bit of a change to things and then we could see some changes. But until that actually happens, it's all speculative right now. And you can look at it from an economical standpoint, but until it's here, it's not having an effect on the business.
Yep, everything that we've got going on that's tangible today is pushing it further, either sustaining or higher. And those are the details that people should be focusing on, not the what ifs. It should do this, it should do that. Finally this week, I just wanna touch on something we've been hearing a bit about. Are people leaving Vancouver, leaving the city to purchase outside of Vancouver because COVID has taken place? So for example, buyers wanting to buy a condo in downtown Vancouver and post-COVID now saying, no, forget it, I want a house, I don't want to be around this many people, wash all the conveniences of why they were buying here in the first place and say, because of COVID, I want to move out of the city. I think we've heard, the news has talked about this, I don't know where they're getting the statistics from. I've heard of one group specifically doing this. Is it a mass exodus? I don't believe so. I've talked to a lot of agents about it. No one in general has seen it. Have you had any insight on this yourself?
None at all, right? Again, with the mass media side of things, it's just a story and we're still busy downtown. So it's not, The spin that goes on it is nothing is happening downtown because everyone is flocking out of the city, and it's not something in which we've been seeing at all. I think it's just a narrative that, you know, like you said, maybe the group that they've got a hold of has been doing that, and that's not the case. But thinking that's going to have any effect on you as a buyer or seller, whether it's going to cause more competition, make things more difficult or easier, I think it's vastly, vastly over exaggerated, personally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think it's something that's happening. I think it's a narrative as well. And I don't think you're going to see downtown half vacant in a year because everyone chose to move out and get out just because this took place.
That's it. That's it. That is us done for this week.
Bye-bye.